This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient McGee, capital M, small c, G-H-E-E, first name Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, date of birth, March 26, 1951, date of evaluation, July 5th, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Haney El-Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, the chief complaint, 71-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right total knee replacement. The HVI, the patient reports right knee pathology such that he has bone-on-bone disease, period. He first developed symptoms of pain at approximately age 65, and has had progressive symptoms of pain, period. He was initially treated conservatively to include injections, period. Despite the same, symptoms have progressively worsened, period. He has pain, which he describes as moderate as severe, period. It is worsened with activity, period. He has no relief with rest or medications, period. Past medical history, 1 DJD, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, childhood umbilical surgery, next number total knee replacement 1 year ago, i.e. left knee. Medications. Lipitor 40 milligrams one daily, Neurontin 600 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams one daily, Flonase 1 spray each nostril daily. Review of systems. Correction. Family history, father died at age 95 of myocardial infarction. Mother was alive and well at age 94. Allergies, no known drug allergies, social history. There is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 108/73, pulse 84, respiratory rate 20, height 66.5, weight 176 pounds. The abdominal exam is significant for a well-healed horizontal scar, musculoskeletal, left knee reveals a longitudinal scar with associated crepitus. Right knee is noted to be tender on flexion, period. The impression, 71-year-old male with DJD of the right knee, now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. Patient known to have normal LV size, wall thickness, and systolic function. He has mild aortic regurgitation, trace mitral regurgitation, and trace pulmonic regurgitation on prior echocardiogram. He has no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. He is therefore cleared for his surgical procedure. Active problems include 1. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3, next number DJD, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number abnormal ECG, next number mild AI, next number trace mitral regurgitation, next number trace pulmonic regurgitation. The plan, patient is cleared for his procedure. Additional active problems include erectile dysfunction and benign prostatic hypertrophy, for which he had been prescribed sildenafil. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.